Now, it's important to understand the difference between tamoxifen and the AIs. Tamoxifen is not an estrogen-reducing agent. It's an anti-estrogen at the cellular level, at the cancer level. And there have been several studies that have shown in premenopausal women, tamoxifen actually increases circulating estrogen levels, probably by inducing this compensatory feedback loop, either by directly being an anti-estrogen in the brain or perhaps some other kind of feedback. So I don't monitor estrogen levels in tamoxifen-treated patients because I expect the estrogen to go up or go down. It can bounce all over the place. It's very confusing depending on where a woman is and her menstrual status. But now if I start an AI in a woman who was either pre and became amenorrheic or is in the perimenopausal setting, I strongly urge people to monitor folks with hormone levels. And I think estradiol is the one that counts. And you'd want it to be at least less than 20. And on an AI, it ought to drop to less than 10. And if it goes up into the 25 to 30 range or higher, you probably have a woman whose ovaries are reawakening. And I'm not sure I know what to do with that woman. Should you switch her back to a SERM? Or should you ablate her ovaries? And again, the reason I'm not sure is that's the whole point of SOFT, is whether ovarian ablation plus adrenal production of estrogen ablation is a more satisfactory strategy.
Now, in this situation, the FSH is low. Could that be from the tamoxifen?
You know, it's really hard to know. It's very confusing. And especially when you start manipulating it with things like SERMs, because the feedback loops are very complicated. So for an individual patient, FSH and LH can do lots of different things, depending on if she's trying to cycle, not cycle, completely postmenopausal, and so on and so forth. So those are less helpful to me. The target is estradiol. So you want estradiol to be low. And if it's not low, you're doing the wrong thing, if you're giving it an AI.